The city of Detroit's declaration of bankruptcy has left some in New York wondering whether any upstate cities will be next. State officials say they are trying to help with financial planning guidance, but local governments say more needs to be done.
State Controller Tom DiNapoli has created a fiscal stress monitoring system that measures the financial health of New York's local governments. A preliminary report found 24 cities, counties, and villages are moderately to severely fiscally stressed. DiNapoli says he hopes they can avoid the fate of Detroit.
We're all going to do everything we can to make sure we don't have bankruptcies in New York State, which would be a terrible outcome for the people in the city that may experience it and for the entire state. It would send a very bad message about the strength of our local governments.
The New York Conference of Mayors Peter Bain says many upstate cities share some of the troubles that have plagued Detroit and that led to its bankruptcy.
I don't know if we're next cities in New York, but there are definitely many cities that are on that path to what's happened in Detroit in terms of their filing for bankruptcy.
He says, like Detroit, upstate cities also have unaffordable pension and health care costs, an eroding property tax base, and declining monetary aid from state government.
It's all coming together where, over a fairly short period of time, you could see cities confronting the same difficult choice that Detroit had to make.
Governor Cuomo convinced the legislature to enact a financial restructuring board for local governments that would help them manage tight budgets and shrinking resources, as well as help resolve disagreements over union contracts. Bain says while support from the board could be helpful, local leaders already know what the solutions are, but he says they lack the power to actually make the hard decisions. He says many state mandates, including how to negotiate with workers and which benefits and services to provide, prohibit them from acting. Bain says the answer is the state needs to step up with more money. Aid to localities has been cut $50 million since the recession began in 2008. He says cities don't expect a bailout, but they want reasonable and predictable growth in state aid.
We can't just tell our cities, you got to do a better job, you got to share some services, come on, get your act together. It's not just a few cities that aren't managed properly. That's not the problem. It's a chronic problem across much of upstate New York, and it's going on in other cities around the country as well. If it's not a state-local partnership in fixing the problem, it's a very difficult problem to fix.
Controller DiNapoli agrees that more state aid is needed for local governments. He says it should be affordable now that the recession is easing and New York's budget is healthier.
We haven't really increased the aid to municipalities part of the budget, which is relative to other aid for local governments. Let's say school districts is a very small part, but we really haven't increased that amount of money. Maybe as the state has more revenues, we've been increasing spending in some other programs, maybe we need to look at that again. We cannot stand by and see any of our cities fall into a state of full crisis or bankruptcy.
Governor Cuomo has been resistant to giving local governments more money, saying it only prolongs making the tough choices. But his financial restructuring board would provide some money, up to $5 million, as long as the local government that voluntarily submits to the board follows to the letter the board's exact recommendations. Controller DiNapoli says there may be a glimmer of hope soon for fiscally strapped cities. He says another report on the state's pension fund is due out by the end of the summer. He predicts that because of the strong stock market, there will be a leveling off or even a decrease in the pension contribution rates for localities. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.